Texte numéro 23. Children and smartphones. Setting some limits is a good idea. With the advent of smartphones and smartwatches, human life has moved online. Anyone seeking to curtail young people's participation in the online world is doomed. The social ills blamed on the internet have complex causes that can't be fixed by blocking children's access. This is a caricature of the tech-positive outlook. In real life, most people recognise that the portable computers we carry around with us make excessive demands on our time and attention. Just as children need support to develop healthy eating habits, they need encouragement to use the internet in moderation. But reluctance to give in to unrealistic ban them can shade into an impression that there is really nothing to be done, or that if there is, it should be done by parents. Jonathan Haidt, the American social psychologist, is the most prominent advocate of the opposite view on smartphones. His book, The Anxious Generation, makes the controversial claim that their use has caused a huge rise in teenage mental illness, particularly among girls, and that collective action is needed to reverse this. His critics say that he oversimplifies the problem, but in recent months, policymakers around the world have appeared increasingly receptive. The Australian government is considering raising the minimum age for social media use from 13 to 16, while officials across Europe are implementing tighter restrictions. The UK has some of the strictest legislation in the world to protect children online. This year, the government issued guidance encouraging schools to ban the use of phones during lunchtimes as well as lessons. In his review of the NHS in England, Lord Darcy acknowledged that it was unlikely that the dramatic rise in mental health needs is wholly unconnected from social media. One academy chain in England has taken matters into its own hands. In its 44 schools, pupils will have their phones taken away during the school day. Peter Kyle, the science secretary, has said he would consider following Australia in banning social media accounts for under-16s. Smartphone use is not the biggest challenge facing schools in the UK. Teacher shortages, child poverty, and a funding gap need to be addressed. Against this backdrop, phone bans can be viewed as a gimmick that could even distract from the bigger issue of age limits, any raising of which the tech companies are certain to fight. But teachers, parents, and wider society have a role in setting boundaries. One cannot dismiss children's worsening mental health or the tragic cases in which online encounters have contributed to young people's deaths. Whistleblowers have shown that social media firms cannot be trusted to put children's safety before profit. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.